Listener Production.
Good morning, Charlotte Wallen here with your Mid-North Coast news briefing. A serious crash north of Coffs Harbour has left four people in hospital. Emergency services were called to Karora last night, where a car collided with a tree. Paramedics took three of the injured to Coffs Hospital, while a fourth was flown to the Gold Coast. Port Macquarie was the second hardest hit town in the state this summer when it comes to severe weather. It's almost topped the list looking at the number of insurance claims, while the Mid-North Coast was the sixth worst affected region in New South Wales. Natalie Major from NRMA Insurance says it's a timely reminder to check just how protected your home is.
People living in regional areas need to understand the specific local risks they may face, whether that's a high risk of an event such as a flood or bushfire or general storm risk. These risks can vary significantly depending on where you're located.
But pleasingly, we did rank second in the state when it comes to wild weather preparedness. Organisations on the Coffs Coast are scoring free defibrillators from the state government. Grants valued at $5,000 are up for grabs to purchase the equipment, which has seen record demand. With mounting participation in local sports amongst all age groups, this will allow rapid responses during out-of-hospital cardiac arrests. Plans are continuing for the dredging of Lake Cat-Eye. For the first time in 5 years, the extraction of sand will provide an erosion barrier along Illawarra Road, and it will also increase the environmental quality around the lake. Updating sport. Last year's Group 3 League Tag Champions Wauchope won't field a side this year. Only four clubs have confirmed they will have a league tag team in when the season gets underway on April 29th. They are the two Port Macquarie sides, along with Foster, Tuncurry and Taree.